WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Producer Norman Granz began his all-star jazz at the Philharmonic Concerts in Los Angeles in 1944. Before long, the concept had evolved into a series of touring jam sessions starring top musicians who were well-paid and who often went out of their way to provoke an audience response. A 1949 JATP, Jazz at the Philharmonic Concert, has just been issued for the first time. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says it confirms what a weird institution those concerts were.
Drummer Shelly Mann whipping up the crowd at Carnegie Hall, February 11, 1949. There are a lot of Jazz at the Philharmonic records, but this newly issued one is the first with Mann or trumpeter Fats Navarro aboard. There are two good reasons to give a listen. Navarro was the most technically dazzling of early bebop trumpet players, but he wasn't around long. A heroin addict with tuberculosis, he died the following year at age 26, leaving too few records behind. Here he plays very much in the new bebop style. So does the drummer, dropping his newfangled bombs in the background. Fats Navarro didn't pander to the audience, but other musicians would play these crowds like a fiddle, tossing in licks sure to set them off. The band on this jam session includes thoughtful players like bassist Ray Brown and bebop idol Charlie Parker and his disciple Sonny Criss on alto saxes. None of them roused the rabble like the swing tenor saxophonist Flip Phillips. He played a lot of these tours and could manipulate an audience so well he'd work them into his accompaniment. Reactions like that suggest these audiences craved not brilliant improvising, but sheer propulsion. The sound of their heroes racing around the track was enough to make them cheer. Musicians understood that getting the crowd to react was part of the job, but some customers didn't need prodding. There's an odd episode during a quiet Hank Jones solo when the audience takes over. When they get so loud, you listen to them instead of the piano. It's one of those moments that let you hear the music in everyday chaos. Even the crowd pleasers could tire of these jousts, but Jazz at the Phil also featured smaller groups that gave everyone a chance to settle down. The other half of the 1949 Carnegie Hall program was for a quintet with Fats Navarro again on trumpet, along with the George Washington of the tenor saxophone, Coleman Hawkins. Here's Hawk on Duke Ellington's Sophisticated Lady. Thank you. Even if JATP was only about musicians knocking heads, it'd still be an important social phenomenon. Producer Norman Granz insisted the concerts be open to integrated audiences when that was far from the American norm, and the music reflected a different kind of integration. In the 1940s, there'd been some loose talk about how bebop was a totally different animal from earlier jazz, but these concerts showed how easily musicians of different stripes and generations could play together. These concerts fostered a feeling of community that was hard to resist. That's partly why the roar from the house so often matched the one from the stage.
Kevin Whitehead reviewed Norman Granz's Jazz at the Philharmonic, Carnegie Hall, 1949, on the Pablo label. This is Fresh Air.